than a lie. He's dead in his soul, but he'll keep you alive. Do what he says, not what he do. Cause the truth is for him and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a god. As the faithless pray to a fake and a fraud. Worship the man, pledge to his word. One shot, two shot, now you get a third. Sad little man, sad little man. You better run now while you know you can. Sad little man, sad little man. You don't fool me, you sad little man. Sad little man, gonna trap you like a dog. Put your head in a net while they eat you raw. Don't ask why, just comply. Cause fear is the drug that the doc prescribed. Sad little man, you can watch him on the news, preaching to his choir while they learn the rules. Some feel safe and some feel healed, but they'll all hold his hand as he makes the kill. Sad little man, sad little man. You better run now while you know you can. Sad little man. Your kids, some might live while the rest get sick. So put them to the test and listen for the yell. When the truth comes out, he's gonna burn in hell. Sad little man, you better run now while you know you can. Sad little man, you don't fool me, you sad little man. You can't fool me. Sad little man.
America, but for some reason my cam is not working. Give me 2 seconds. Let's jump into this first clip and we'll be right back.
So Registrado Catholic Charities, RGV, they're notorious for giving these illegals COVID shots. Not only the shots, but they're testing them still 4 years later.
$1,000 a test. Yep.
$2,000 a test. Okay, Registrado, Omnibus Express, this is how we got here. ¿Cuánto le cobraron para el autobús para venir aquí, para venir de el Río Grande? ¿Cuánto le costó el bus?
Oh, yo pasé en avión.
Oh, vino en avión, de acá, San Antonio.
¿Cuánto le cobró de la Laredo acá?
Yeah, de Laredo acá, ¿cuánto le cobró? Aquí tiene Omnibus Express.
All right, folks, what is up? We are coming at you live from America. My name is Ryan Matta, and boy, oh boy, do we have a jam-packed show for you today. So the clip you are actually watching is from our trip. We are filming our documentary called This is Treason. We just got back late last night, and we're coming in with some heat. So perfect timing for these Fauci files or these Fauci hearings that we're going to be getting into. So what you're going to watch here is Hernando Arce is at the American Replacement Center, as he calls it, down in San Antonio, and he's going to show you. We start talking to these migrants about the vaccines. So you're wondering, we're seeing all these statistics. Where are all these millions of people still getting vaccinated at? Like, go to one person that you know and ask, who do you know that's going out and getting vaccinated for COVID? Nobody. But yet still, there's all these tests that are going out. There's all these injections. There's all these people in America that are still getting vaccinated. Well, guess what? Every single migrant that comes and gets released into America. So how many is that? How many of that up there were at least at 12 or 15 million that we know of? This is the proof. Here's the evidence that these migrant replacement facilities, HHS, is still injecting these migrants with this deadly vaccine. So I want you to pay attention on how they're phrasing this. Oh, they're here because there's a population issue. Well, if there's a population issue, you wouldn't be injecting them with a vaccine that gives them a 70% chance of being chemically castrated for the rest of their life. So if you got the COVID-19 vaccine, there's a 70% chance that you will never give birth to a child, at least not a healthy child. So here's Hernando Arce. Check this out.
Mayo 4, cuando vino de McAllen, Texas, a San Antonio, ¿cuánto le cobró? Okay, está bien. So here he says his friend bought the seat. They usually charge $40 to $80 a seat for the bus. The funny thing is that these bus companies have contracts, FEMA money, and for transportating these illegals. And then they're billing them, they're double dipping.
Yeah.
So prueba COVID, he said, He said he wasn't, but he's got it checked off.
Yep.
And this is the bus. He's been here since May 4. And this is the, get a screenshot of this.
Yep.
Test method is a Celturion Thyrus method, SARS-CoV-2, a specimen nasopharyngeal gel. He found negative.
Yep.
Mr. Perez. Pero aquí no dice que le dieron la vacuna. Aquí no dice eso. Hay otro papelito que dice eso.
No, eso es... Ah, se me reinició el teléfono. Ellos cuando no okay. se dan eso, uno le tomó una foto.
¿La foto?
Sí. Por, y se quedan
por ahí. Ok.
Muchas right. gracias.
What does it mean? So he was negative, but ¿te dieron la vacuna?
Sí.
Pero aquí dice que no tenía COVID. ¿Por qué le dieron la vacuna si no?
Porque
me dijo
que tenía que ponerme la obligatoria porque si no, no me van a montar en otra foto.
So no puede entrar sin el shot. No puede entrar a Estados Unidos sin coger la vacuna.
Uh-huh.
¿Eso que dijeron? Sí. He says that they won't let him into the country without the shot. ¿Por qué usted y los otros no?
No, yo vine aparte. Cada quien aquí viene solo. Yo vengo solo.
Solo, pero ¿por qué le dieron la vacuna a usted y él no?
Pero es que yo no sé por dónde entró él.
¿Este entró por Matamoros o Reynosa?
Reynosa.
Brownsville, McAllen. He came in through, which is McAllen.
Yeah, that's where we were yesterday. Yeah.
We were there, yes. Sí, tú was ayer allá. Ok, bueno, suerte. ¿Y qué ciudad vas a ir?
Albuquerque, aquí en Nuevo México.
¿México?
Nuevo México.
Oh, he's going to New Mexico. Albuquerque. Diga Albuquerque.
Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, otra vez.
Albuquerque.
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 Muy bien. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thank you. ¿De dónde está la clase? Sí.
Ahí en el albergue adentro cobran $70 el pasaje para acá.
Sí.
Y afuera está en la terminal, le vale 40.
Oh, sí, sí. $70 a seat to come into the interior. So here we have the tarjeta de la vacuna.
Ese es el motivo porque no me inyecté porque ya venía vacunado a Venezuela.
Okay, so no le dieron la vacuna porque ya cogió uno.
Yo tenía vacuna ya
en Bolivia.
Venezuela.
Eso es Venezuela.
Sí, ahí están las vacunas.
Okay. So there's nothing in the back. So you open it up. Okay, so this is when he got his shot in June of 2021. And he got two shots, Verocell shots. And he got it at his home country in Venezuela. Okay, esa es la prueba que ya lo cogió. So yeah, proof that he already took it. Maybe that's why they didn't give him a shot.
Yeah, that's why. All right, folks, you guys ready for it? So let me fill you in on what has went down. So we had some really, out of all the people that we've interviewed, I would say that people that understand like the bigger operation, people that were extremely high up in military operations, they're inside the United States military. They're no longer in the United States military, but they're recently not in the military, about as high up as you can get. Not General Flynn, but probably the people that were right below him. They wouldn't talk to us on camera. And their reason was, well, what good is it going to do? Basically. So these people are basically saying if they could give us advice, their advice would have been to put our cameras away, go home, and bunker down. I don't know how else to better explain it than that. It was pretty black-pilled. It was as black-pilled as you could get it. And they basically confirmed everything that we've said. They basically said that there is so much rot in the system. What we thought we knew or what we think we had an idea of was just the tip of the spear. They say it's so rotted, it's so festered in, and they started breaking down the four scenarios that are going to play out over the next 12 months. They were very adamant about something happening with the dollar in the next 12 or the next 4 weeks, basically 30 days. Said expect the beginning of the collapse of the dollar, which is going to start to put monumental pressure on top of everything else that we have going on here. And then they also mapped out the electoral grid in the United States, and there's 16 or 18 key locations throughout the United States where if these specific 16 or 18 power grids were attacked simultaneously, 18 locations could shut down power across the entire country. So they played through all of these scenarios and they walked us through them on top of the weaponized mass migration and what's going to come this summer. Overall, over under was that whatever they're planning is going to happen before the 2024 election. So whatever they're planning is probably going to happen in the next, I don't know, 90 days. And they basically said the best thing that you can be doing right now is preparing your family. And they said the rule of three, you can go three minutes without oxygen to your brain and you die. You can go 3 days without water. You can go 3 weeks without, or you can go 3 hours without shelter. You can go 3 weeks without, or 3 days without water and 3 weeks without food. And they basically said that you should be at the very, very least planning for you and your family to be able to survive for at the very least 30 days without food, running water, supplies. And they suggest that you want to be at the very least 5 miles from a town or a city. So wherever it is that you have to get away from or you have to get out to, they're saying that you want to be at least 5 miles from any major interstate, any major town. So wherever your bug out position is, keep those things in mind. That basically after 72 hours, your neighbors are going to be coming to eat you and hunt you down. So if you're the only house with lights on and you live in a neighborhood and, you know, anybody driving around at night and these mobs or these gangs are going to see lights on in your house and you're going to become a target. So be very careful out there. I know that's probably not what you guys wanted to hear. I wish I could have filmed this. They were adamant about not saying anything on camera because no matter what they said or what information they provided, it was just going to put a big target on their back and it wasn't going to be able to change the outcome of what's coming for America. So buckle up, folks. The summer's about to get good. Let's kick things off with some of these Fauci files, and then we'll get into some of these clips that we got for you guys. So Select Subcommittee on Coronavirus Pandemic, Dr. Fauci admits to forcing vaccine mandates on America. It's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideology bullshit and they get vaccinated. So this is a little clip from Fox News.
But what we were actually hurt by was, you know, look, all the mandates that the leftist leaders and the Democrat mayors and governors put into place and kept in place. That's one of the big problems, though. You don't know really who to trust. You hear this information, you don't know what's fact and what's fiction. Because so many of these individuals have proven themselves not to have your best interests at heart, like St. Fauci. Now, this newly resurfaced interview reveals what he really wanted out of all those COVID mandates.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. It's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
Despicable.
Despicable is right. That's Dr. Fauci, folks. Do me a favor, smash that like button. And thank you to everybody who joined us on Thursday. We ended up breaking that record. We got over 400 likes for the first time in a live stream, and that thing went crazy. So thank you guys. Big, big time. The next one I want to get into, this is going to be a little bit longer one, but this is MTG's full rebuttal here with Fauci. She says, I let Fauci know exactly how the American people feel about his crimes against humanity. Mr. Fauci should be prosecuted and thrown in jail. What do you guys think? Smash that like button for MTG, even though we don't really like her, but at least she's speaking some truth up there.
Mr. Fauci, you were quoted on CBS Face the Nation saying it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci?
I am a scientist who uses the scientific method to gain information.
Yes, you said you represent science. Do you represent science, Mr. Fauci? Yes again, or no? Yes or no?
No, that's not a yes or no answer.
Yes, it's a yes or no.
I don't think it is.
Okay, well, we'll take that as a you don't know what you represent.
Oh, I...
But this, as director of the NIH, you did sign off on these so-called scientific experiments. And as a dog lover, I want to tell you this is disgusting and evil, what you signed off on, and these experiments that happened to beagles paid for by the American taxpayer. And I want you to know Americans don't pay their taxes for animals to be tortured like this. So the type of science that you are representing, Mr. Fauci, is abhorrent, and it needs to stop. Mr. Fauci, you also represent the type of science that you, where you confess that you made up the COVID rules. including 6 feet social distancing and masking of children.
I never said I made anything up.
You admitted that you made it up. You made it up as you went.
I didn't say I made it up.
So are you saying this is fake news, Mr. Fauci?
I didn't say I made anything up.
What did you say?
I said that it is not based in science and it just appeared.
But this is science.
What does dogs have to do with anything that we're talking about today?
These are scientific experiments. This is what you signed off on. But you also told the American people they had to distance by 6 feet. They had to wear masks. But let's also talk a little bit further about the type of science that you represent. NIH scientists made $710 million in royalties from drug makers, a fact that's been hidden. Let's talk about the fact about, is it right for scientists and doctors getting paid by the American people, government taxpayer paychecks, to get patents where they're paid millions and hundreds of millions of dollars in royalty fees, especially when the NIH and these government agencies, most powerful agencies in our country, are recommending medical suggestions and advice and making up guidelines like 6 feet distancing and masking of children? Do you think that's appropriate? Do the American people deserve to be abused like that, Mr. Fauci? Because you're not doctor. You're Mr. Fauci in my few minutes. No, I don't need your answer. I want to talk about this right here.
Mr. Chairman, objection.
I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time, Mr. Raskin.
Gentlelady will suspend.
Mr. Chairman,
point of order.
Just in terms of the rules of decorum, are we allowed to deny that a doctor is a doctor just because we don't want him to be a doctor?
Yes, because in my time, that man does not deserve to have a license. As a matter of fact, it should be revoked, and he belongs in prison.
Gentlelady, suspend. The gentlelady should recognize the doctor as a doctor.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, is this what we have become? Is this what we have devolved into? No decorum.
You know what? We can do that hearing about the poor men that were injected with syphilis, because I support you in that. That's horrific. And this government that does things like that to Americans doesn't have decorum to the American people.
Mr. Chairman,
the gentleman is out of order.
Point of regular order, please.
The gentleman is out of order.
Decorum.
I recognize the point of order. Go ahead with your point of order.
You got it.
No, I mean, I was going to say what Representative Raskin said. That's completely unacceptable to be able to deny Dr. Fauci, who's here, a respected member of the medical community, his title. And that's actually a personal attack on his character.
And I have instructed her.
He's not respected.
And I've instructed her to address him as a doctor.
I'm not addressing him as doctor. Let's talk about this. I'm reclaiming my time.
Words get taken
I'm
down.
I'm reclaiming my time.
Second that.
Point of order.
Suspend.
All right.
A member can only move to have words. I'm sorry. The issues we are debating are important ones that members feel deeply about. And while vigorous disagreement is part of the legislative process, as I said at the beginning, members are reminded that we must adhere to established standards of decorum in debate. This is a reminder that it is a violation of House rules and the rules of this committee to engage in personalities regarding other members or to question the motives of a colleague. Remarks of that type are not permitted by the rules and are not in keeping with the best traditions of our committee. The chair will enforce these rules of decorum at all times and urges all members to be mindful of their remarks. Does the gentleman from California have anything further?
She should take her, we should have to take her words down.
Yeah, I made it. I offered that her words be taken down, Mr. Chairman.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a point of order.
Mr. Griffin
has accused us
Mr.
of worshiping President Trump.
Gentlelady,
we don't worship President Trump.
Gentlelady will suspend. Mr. Griffin, you have a point of order.
Mr. Chairman, while it may not be polite, I believe the rule only applies to members of this body, the Senate, and the President of the United States. I do not believe that it applies. The rule on taking down words does not apply to a witness. Again, I'm not condoning the words. I'm just relating or asking whether or not it applies to individuals who are just happen to be here in front of us.
I agree. The chair overrules the point of order. by the gentleman from Maryland, but ask that members please afford all other members the respect they're entitled, refrain from using rhetoric that could be construed as an attack on the motives or character of another member
or the witness. An embarrassment.
You may proceed.
Thank you. This was a time in history where you got to throw out the first pitch at the Washington Nationals baseball game while Americans were forced to stay home and watch such events that they love from at home alone on their televisions. And what a hypocrisy this picture shows. Here you are without your mask, with empty seats everywhere. Remember the cardboard cutout fans? That was one of the most insulting things to Americans, having to watch the games from home where you got to go and enjoy the game and sit right next to people, not following the 6 feet of distancing, not wearing your mask, and everyone else was forced to stay home and stop enjoying life. And your science here, your science is displayed perfectly in this picture where children in school were put in plastic bubbles because of your science, your repulsive, evil science. And let's go back to your very own email. You said earlier you don't use email. Oh, you do. Right here. This is your own email where you said the typical mask you buy in the drugstore is not really effective in keeping out virus. I do not recommend that you wear a mask. This is your email. This is your own words. But yet children all over America were forced to wear masks. Healthy children forced to wear masks, muzzled in their schools. And then they were forced to learn from home because of your so-called science and your medical suggestions, while you and all your cronies get paid from Big Pharma. You know that what this committee should be doing? We should be recommending you to be prosecuted. We should be writing a criminal referral because you should be prosecuted for crimes against humanity. You belong in prison, Dr. Fauci.
Mr. Chairman, I have
Amen, baby. Amen. MTG coming in with the heat, folks. What do you think? Fauci for prison? And the sad part is that, is she the only one up there? I mean, normally I'm hit on Twitter with, like, maybe you guys can send me some DMs. If you guys got any clips of any of these politicians just grilling Fauci that I don't cover, shoot me a DM over on X. Ryan Matta Media will pull them up in real time and play them over here for you guys. So I'm just going through, grabbing all the best clips I can from this hearing. So again, if you guys got any good ones, shoot me a DM over on X. We'll get into those. So check this one out. Riley Gaines tweets out, she says, insane. Fauci doubles down. He says, closure, stay-at-home orders, vaccine mandates, and mask mandates for kids were justified dispute despite previously admitting there's no scientific backing in these actions. Anthony Fauci belongs in jail.
I'm going to go through a list of COVID mitigation measures that you supported over the course of the pandemic and ask you to give me a yes or no as to whether you believe these measures were justified. Business closures.
Early on when 5,000 people were dying a day, yes.
Church closures.
Same thing.
School closures.
Again.
Stay-at-home orders.
These were important when we were trying to stop the tsunami of deaths that were occurring early on.
How long
you kept them going is debatable.
Mask mandates for adults, mask mandates for children, mask mandates for children under five.
And going back to what I said before, all of that is in the context of, at the time, 4,000 to 5,000 people a day.
There's scientific evidence for that?
Excuse me?
Mask mandates for children under five, there's scientific evidence supporting that?
There was no study that did masks on kids before. You couldn't do the study. You had to respond to an epidemic that was killing 4,000 to 5,000 Americans per
vaccine
day.
Vaccine mandates for employees, vaccine mandates for students, vaccine mandates for military.
Vaccines save lives. It is very, very clear that vaccines have saved hundreds of thousands of Americans and millions of people
worldwide. I'm not debating. We're talking about
worldwide.
The COVID-19. Did or do the vaccines, the COVID-19 vaccine, stop anyone from getting COVID?
I answered that question to the chairman. Early on, it became clear that...
They did.
No. In the beginning, it clearly prevented infection in a certain percentage of people, but the durability of its ability to prevent infection was not long. It was measured in months.
And they didn't stop you from spreading it either.
Early on, it did if it prevented infection. But what became clear that it did not prevent transmission when the ability to prevent infection waned.
Jeez, oh, Pete's, folks. Are you buying it? Are you buying it? You're going to get another dose of Fauci? Check this out, folks. Let me let you in on our first sponsors of the day. Go to Insurity Financial Services today to schedule your personal life insurance consultation today. With life insurance, your health buys the policy and your dollars, well, they pay the premium. So call or schedule today. Get peace of mind before you rest in peace with personalized life insurance for every stage, every need, and every situation. And folks, swing over to donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com, they are brilliant debt relief strategists. And they call these things debt traps. And the debt traps that you're stuck in, they're definitely not your fault. Why? Because you didn't cause inflation and you didn't set gas prices. And you sure as heck didn't make those credit card companies jack up their interest rates. The thing is, these debt traps will destroy your life if you don't get out now. And the only company I recommend is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between your bill collectors and you, and they stand between, and then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out any additional loans. But hey, these debt relief strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. It couldn't be easier. Just set up a free consultation, share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than ever thought possible. And if you guys get time, swing over to AmmoSquare.com, folks. AmmoSquare, it helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. It grows slowly over time. It's stored for free while it builds up, and it's shipped to you wherever you want it, and it ships out within 1 to 2 business days. AmmoSquare was started in 2015 and has over 30,000 customers across the country. It's truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, and select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammo builds up over time, and it's delivered automatically whenever you want it, wherever you want it. It's a very budget-friendly way to stockpile ammo. You can set over here. You just swing down. You choose your caliber, choose the amount of ammo you'd like to purchase, and you set it up, and it'll automatically buy 100, 50, 1,000, whatever it is per month that you want. It'll automatically stockpile it, and then if you hit $250, you get free shipping. So you can literally have this ammo shipped anywhere in the world you want, whenever you want it. Go to AmmoSquared.com. Again, AmmoSquared.com, folks. And again, swing over to the LFA merch store if you get time. Our merch store is being rebuilt, but you can help support us over at LFA TV by directly donating right to us. And if you guys get time, go over to MyPillow.com/Matta. You can use my promo code and get 50 to 65% off everything store-wide. And then if you guys want to stack some Bitcoin, which I highly recommend because it's probably going to do another 100x from here, then definitely use my affiliate links below. If you are outside of the USA and you use the Bybit link, it is the best one. You'll get the most free Bitcoin. Depending on the amount you deposit, you get more free Bitcoin with your first deposit. Coinbase, same thing as well. I think they give you $10 or $20 worth of free Bitcoin if you guys use my link, which is down below in the description. Without rambling on, folks, do me a huge solid. Smash that like button and let's keep it rolling. Let's get into Dr. Fauci. So let's take a little trip down memory lane. So this one was shared by Liz Crokin. She talks about Dr. Fauci's history. You guys remember when they were carrying around beheaded Fauci things during the AIDS epidemic? Check this out.
I'm Michael Petrelis, and I'm pissed, you know? The whole thing with the National Institutes of Health is they won't test any of these drugs that'll keep people alive. And I got this saying, no peptide T, no compound Q, Anthony Fauci, I piss on you.
We're protesting testing out here in front of the fucking NIH because they cannot, they're not hiding all drugs and they're not coming out with a cure and they're not doing their job.
We're talking about their conflict of interest with the pharmaceutical companies. We're talking about the fact that they don't allow people of color into their trials. We're talking about the fact that they don't care about women. They don't care about children.
Storm the NIH! Storm the NIH! Storm the NIH!
There's a blatant conflict of interest, and this runs rampant through all of NIH. And this is the history of how AZT became the subject of over 80% today of the studies being done by NIH for AIDS treatments. This one drug that's already shown itself to be highly toxic, very expensive, and of, at best, extremely limited effectiveness.
It's too toxic for me, and there's nothing which I can take. And the only drug which these people seem to have any any concern with is AZT. Obviously, there's something going on here between the makers of AZT and the NIH.
Fauci is the head of the NIH, and he hasn't done much in that area. 80% of the drugs are still dealing with AZT, and the NIH runs the drug trial systems.
Staff of NIH, the very people that make the decisions about which treatments are going to get studied and which treatments are going to be ignored, are getting money from the leading drug companies to do testing of those drugs. How can those people possibly be objective?
No peptide T, no compound Q. Anthony Fauci, I piss on you.
Anthony Fauci, I piss on you. What do you guys think about that, folks? Isn't it crazy to think about like how much was going on back then and most of us were completely oblivious to this? To think about the damage that that man did, and think about this. If we don't put this man into a cell and charge him with crimes against humanity and let the punishment be carried out publicly so everybody can watch Fauci swing from a rope when he's charged with crimes against humanity, then he's going to do this to your grandchildren. Think about how many people would still be alive today if our government would have prosecuted and hung that bastard for what he did during in the 90s or 2000s or 2022, right? Now, here we are again in 2024, and this man's still walking free. Not just walking free, he still has private security detail. So the man that genocided, at least millions of Americans and killed tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of children, and then chemically castrated your entire family. So there's bloodlines now that are going to be ended forever. Think about that. Your family has made it all the way till 2024. Your bloodline has made it all the way till 2024. And you're a 22-year-old girl who went out there and got vaccinated at 2022. And you can no longer give birth to a child. So your bloodline is completely forever, for all of eternity. What do you think the punishment should be for the people who did this to you? I don't know. You guys tell me. I know what I'm thinking. Let these people get hung publicly. And then we need to broadcast this like they did 9/11. It should be the most televised segment on American TV for all of eternity. And then we should play it at every single graduation ceremony or at every orientation to every high school. Day one. As soon as you go to high school, the first day you spend is watching the execution of every single corrupt, treasonous politician that tried to take down America and helped overthrow the United States government in 2020. I think that should be orientation day one. Wood chipper says, Porter boy says, wood chipper them all. No doubt. Check this out. This is by Texas Lindsay. She says, after Fauci's cover-up and collusion was exposed in yesterday's hearing, Fauci awkwardly laughed in reaction to Jim Jordan's testimony and smugly acts like he's smarter than everyone again. Well, he's probably laughing at the fact that it's do-nothing Jim Jordan and this guy's a rhino sleazebag scumball who does nothing but write strongly worded letters.
Mr. Redfield was not allowed to be on the head of CDC and on the coronavirus task force. And then 3 months later, shazam, they get $9 million from Dr. Fauci. Well, isn't that something?
What do you say to that?
I almost have to laugh at that, Neil. I mean, that's totally bizarre. First of all, I wasn't leaning totally strongly one way or the other. I've always kept an open mind. As the data evolved and evolutionary virologists began to look at the data, it looked much more likely that was a natural occurrence from an animal reservoir. I have always kept a completely open mind that it could be one or the other. Quite frankly, the evidence weighs more likely towards one, namely a natural occurrence. But I would be perfectly accepted if there were evidence that it was a lab leak. So I was not one way or the other. The other absolutely preposterous thing that Jim Jordan said was that we gave the investigators $9 million bribe to change their mind. I mean, is he kidding me? I mean, that's ludicrous of anybody who knows anything about the granting system at NIH.
What was the $9 million of funding, and what did that have to do with this? Was that for just something else? Or?
I have to say that with a smile on my face. It's typical Jim Jordan. What it was is that they put in a grant about a year and a half before this all happened. The grant was reviewed by a peer review and put before an independent counsel and approved before the meeting even took place. So to assume that they were getting a $9 million grant because of the fact that we try to get them to change their mind is beyond ludicrous, Neil. Beyond ludicrous.
Yeah, beyond ludicrous, you little scumbag, man. The fact that this guy is not, I mean, I just can't believe that no parent out there who injected their kid with this deadly bioweapon, I mean, maybe they are, and they've just been apprehended, they've been caught. Like, how many parents have been outside of Fauci's house sleeping in the bushes just waiting for that scumbag to walk out of his house? I cannot wrap my head around the fact that this man is still walking out in public. I get he has his own security detail, but I mean, blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. So check this one out. This one's by Kyle Becker. If you guys aren't following Kyle Becker on X, he goes by Kyle N.A. Becker. And he says, Dr. Fauci denies legally conducting government business via personal emails. Top Fauci aides email suggest otherwise. Oh, boy.
Did you ever delete an official record?
No.
Dr. Fauci, did you ever conduct official business via email?
To the best of my recollection and knowledge, I have never conducted official business via my private email.
Does anybody else think otherwise, folks? I was in a Twitter space when we were driving home last night, and they were reading through all of Fauci's emails and how the government was covering them up, everything that they were doing. Let me see if I can actually find that clip here. Does anybody here actually believe that Fauci wasn't using a personal email trying to escape FOIAs? If you guys haven't heard this, it's pretty good. I'll get into it. I'm going to see if I can pull the clip in real time. Check this one out. Tea Party Patriots says new Democrats are using Fauci hearing to talk about personal friendships with him and protect his public reputation, folks. Can you believe this? That if you hear this clip and you don't think that the Democrats have lost their mind and that all of these people are going to prison, there might be something wrong with you. Check this clip out. This is one of those. Do you remember when Maria destroyed this woman on Fox?
However, allegations by my Republican colleagues, amplified in the media, have led to real, tangible consequences for Dr. Fauci in his personal life in a way that should be unacceptable to all Americans. Dr. Fauci, you and I have known each other for a long time, and I'm not even going to admit how long. But during that time, I've seen your commitment not just to science, but to advancing the greater good. And I know that this isn't a topic you enjoy discussing, and I'm sorry I'm going to have to ask you about it, but I think the American people need to know what we are doing to those who are serving the common good and public health. I think it's important to make clear the harms that you and your loved ones have suffered because of these deeply irresponsible accusations. Because you know what? You're human. Just like the rest of us.
So that's how Democrats are trying to swing this. But it doesn't really matter what side of the aisle you're on. It's not going to work. Liz Churchill tweeted out. She goes by at Liz_Churchill10 over on X. And she said, everyone should know by now that Dr. Fauci is a mass murderer. And she shared this video.
What about a month or so or two or three ago when people were saying you don't really need to wear a mask? People were saying
people should not be walking around with masks. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
On the part of the health providers who needed it, we were thinking we would run out of masks and other things for them. So the recommendation was not to wear a mask.
You would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again?
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
Why you're asking me about lockdowns, because there were not complete lockdowns in this country.
We can't stay locked down.
There were not lockdowns. I have always said that the high likelihood is that this is a natural occurrence.
Are you still confident that it developed naturally?
No, actually, I'm not convinced. NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Statements made on repeated occasions.
It is not gain-of-function.
By the NIAID director, Dr. Fauci, have been untruthful.
I have not lied before Congress. I have never lied.
Because they are demonstrably false.
Oh, if she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected.
Many scientists are beginning to believe that a vaccine against AIDS may be impossible to make and too dangerous to test.
If you take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine, then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. Say, well, then now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose. And then what have you done?
I never even considered for a moment of resigning.
Never considered it for a moment?
Not even for a second. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted.
Man, you know, I love the background music. Yeah, me too. That is really good. F you, Fauci, and your vaccines. How about F Obama? Because if you take a look and you see how this was all teed up, these are the treasonous scumbags. And there's a very, very small group of these elite pedophile rat bastards that are destroying our country. And they're doing it via blackmail. And that's kind of what we got into down in Texas about these child migrant concentration camps. This is what this all revolves around. And I want to show you the kingpins.
Thanks to the work of the Biden administration, Dr. Fauci, we already have millions of kids around the country who have gotten vaccinated, which means that if you're still thinking about it, you know, get informed, talk to somebody you trust, your family doctor, your pediatrician, a school nurse, get more information about it. They'll tell you it's safe, it's effective. This is this vaccine is tailored for kids, and then come on down and find a spot to get vaccinated. You can get it for free just by going to vaccine.gov. It'll tell you exactly where you can go to get vaccinated, and you know, make sure to do it, as you said, for your kids, your entire family, as well as for the community at large.
Those are the scumbags, folks. So when we were on this trip, you guys know that LFA was the first network to go down and actually drone and document these child migrant concentration camps. And when I came back from Texas, I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, I got the story of the year. I was like, this is what it feels like to be a journalist who goes out and tracks down a lead and uncovers the mother of all stories, right? So I thought we were coming back to break what I thought was going to be one of the biggest stories of our generation. And when we dropped this story, I came on Jeremy's show and that was about it. I think Redacted had me on once, but it kind of fell on deaf ears. So since then, you've seen people like InfoWars go down to these facilities. You've seen James O'Keefe do a really big expose with Carlos and RGB Truth. And then you've seen Muckrakers go down. Muckrakers has drone these facilities. You've seen Muckrakers sit down and camp out at these airports and track these children back to their final destination where they're actually getting delivered to. And it's a major story. So this is that we went back again with JJ Carroll. So if you guys haven't been following this journey, it's been over a year now. Every single politician knows that these children are being trafficked. We have mountains of evidence that have proved that these camps are directly connected to people like Jill Biden. She was on the board of directors at one of these NGO facilities. We covered that story a couple weeks back. But think about how big this is, how many people have to be involved in it for them to keep this under wraps, and how many politicians know, because it's still going on today. We went back there again this week, and it's the same type of feeling. I mean, these places are operating in plain sight in the middle of a town around everybody, and we're all just sitting here turning our head the other way going, nah. They're just children from Guatemala.
All right, what up, folks? We are down here filming our documentary called This Is Treason. I'm actually kind of hidden back here in the back of this our truck bed right now. We got JJ Carroll over here with Taylor RGV Truth and Hernando Arce. And we're filming our documentary called This Is Treason. So I'm about to take you guys up on a little behind the scenes footage of this child migrant concentration camp. This footage will absolutely blow your mind. So we're gonna throw the drone up so that way everybody can see. All right, so we're gonna take the drone up. All right, so what you guys are seeing here, right here on this camera right now, is literally the size of that Walmart. So look at how f***ing big this facility is. Hey, JJ, you wanna come here and see how big this facility is? So check this facility out, bro.
God.
So, right, this is the most empty I've ever seen this parking lot. Normally, this summer, every single car in this entire, every single parking spot in this entire facility was filled. This is stop number one. This is down here in Brownsville, Texas. That building that you're looking at behind me, owned by Southwest Key Corporation. Am I saying that right, Carlos?
Yes.
Southwest Key Corporation is housing over 2,000 migrants. 2,000 migrant children, all boys between the ages of 13 and 17 are in that building. Now, if I'm gonna take this phone from you, Carlos, and if you guys take a look over here and just take a look at how many cars there are out here. Look at, as far as you can see, this is a Walmart parking lot, folks. As far as you can see, those are just the employees. So if they need that many employees at this Southwest Key Corporation, how many children do you think are in there? And then you guys can see they're right in the building. We're gonna have so much more footage coming for you guys. And every single spot in this entire facility was filled to the brim.
But this is Saturday night, so you're not going to have it.
Well, you still have that many. Wait, what do you mean? You still have 2,000 children?
No,
in there.
I know, but they're not. They're going to have. They're going to do skeleton crews on the weekend because they don't have enough. Because right. The people are working 9 to 5s, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, they run this thing like a. Like, look at all these vans back here. This is all new. This has all been added. Look at how, is that not insane? Your tax dollars, America. So look at these are their soccer fields for the kids to play in out here. It's like they have a whole.
Coming right down here.
Yep. So you guys can see right here, we're watching these vans, and these are the vans that are going to traffic the children.
Can I grab it with this camera?
Yeah, go over there and see if you can get that one. He's going to come way out the very, very end there, Hernando. Actually, he's going to come towards you. So yeah. Hey, well, yeah, Hernando, go in the bushes so he's not seeing you. Pop out there. All right, so look at how big this place is, JJ. I mean, just look at the f***ing size, and imagine how many children are in there. And you tell me with everything that we know from what our sources are telling us, you don't think that there's one child that's kidnapped in there?
It's out of this shelter that the capacity is just, it never really hits, but that's how many kids are being escorted. Is
how many? How many does this thing hold? You say 2,000?
It holds 2,000, but when I was around here, it would normally hover around the amount of kids in there would be around 1,000, 1,200. And this is all teenagers.
And this is Southwest Key Corps?
Southwest Key Programs.
Southwest Key Programs. And you're saying every one of those cars in that parking lot is an employee, correct?
Correct, employee.
So how many employees do you think they have working at this facility right here, right now, today?
I want to say about 400.
And what do all these employees do?
So you got clinicians, you got teachers, PE teachers, math teachers, music teachers. You got a staff here that does the housekeeping, does, you know, the laundry services, the food services, the cooking, because they provide them with everything. And then you also got staff in here who comes and does stuff like piano lessons, music lessons. And because the government, this is Southwest Key Programs is a major player in the immigration contracts. And they not only house the children, but they escort them as well. But they have so many kids that they have to outsource and hire companies like MBM Inc. to do the escorting. But they got a major network. So they're here in Texas. They're in Arizona, California, New Mexico. And they even got some locations in New York City. And it goes back to what I was saying, that people think like Governor Abbott and Governor Ron DeSantis are the first ones to escort migrants around the country. It's been going on for years. And this site is where they handle their cases before they head out to New York, California, or wherever it is they're going. I've taken kids from this location and I've dropped them off in Vermont, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota. And this is the actual place where we've taken kids out and dropped them off in Hawaii and Puerto Rico, which is insane. Because it's like, how does someone without papers from Mexico or Central America or South America get all the way to Hawaii? I mean, you got people from the United States that never even get close to visiting Hawaii because it's such an expensive place to go vacation in. But yeah, this is after they cross the border, Border Patrol has the kids first. Then Border Patrol comes and drops them off here.
Okay, so this is stop one after the border.
Yeah.
They come over from the border with Border Patrol, and Border Patrol brings them here. Mm-hmm. Now, you say that this is only minor children here, correct?
Correct.
And what happens if they have a parent? Are they separated from their parent to bring here to get processed through? Or if they have a parent, do they go to a different facility?
So if they have parents, they're immediately released. So they get their... So normally what would happen is they get released here into this area. But now there's charities paying for the families to fly to wherever it is they're going to. Or they get on the buses to go to New York City. But normally this location is unaccompanied children. So it means they don't have parents with them.
So they don't have parents. So you're talking about there's 2,000 children
without parents
that have came across our border right now that are at this building that don't have parents.
Mm-hmm. Folks, that is just a little sneak peek of what you guys are going to be seeing and learning about in this documentary. It's pretty exciting. It's a great experience to travel across the country and just reconfirm everything that we've already been saying and already been telling you guys, that our government is captured. We've been taken over by a terrorist organization who's hell-bent on collapsing civilization all across America. And the fact of how vulnerable we are, where you wouldn't even need a sophisticated terrorist organization, about a handful of CIA operatives with the right technology and tools in the right locations, could bring this country to its knees. So I highly advise everybody that's watching this right now to, number one, smash that like button, or as they call it over here on Rumble, the thumbs up button. If you could just swing down there and make sure that little grayed out thumbs up button turns green, we greatly, greatly appreciate it. But we're in bad shape, folks. And it only take a small operating team to bring this country to its knees. And I mean, really bring it to his knees. There you go, Ellie. Thank you so much. Yes. www.thisistreason.com, and you guys can pre-order a copy for $14.99. You're gonna get the documentary, you're gonna get all these individual interviews, so it'll be like a docu-series when we're done. If you ever watch, like, binge watch Game of Thrones, you will be able to binge watch This Is Treason. You can also watch just the documentary when it comes out, which will be about 90 minutes, give or take. It's designed to be jam-packed, so it's just gonna be hard-hitting the entire way through. I mean, so get ready for like a dopamine overload, because we're gonna try to pack What'll end up being probably 30 to 40 fully edited and produced individual documentary interviews. So if you guys want to watch the interview with Carlos, or you want to watch the interview with RGB Truth or Hernando Arce, you'll be able to go to the website and watch that specific interview. And that's where I say you'll be able to binge watch this thing, because there's going to be so many episodes. It'll probably take you, you know, a couple weeks to fully consume every interview here. But if you have a relative that's new, or just waking up, or doesn't really understand what's going on across America, you can create like a dummy email, and you don't need your full name or anything. You can pre-order these by just having an email. So you could create a Gmail email one and password 12345, and you could use that email to purchase this documentary. And then you could just send that email and that basically username and password to somebody, and you could gift them this as well. But if you want to bring somebody up to speed that's completely asleep and they think you're a conspiracy theorist and they don't believe anything that you tell them, well, you can just pre-order this documentary for them and give it to them and be like, listen, all you guys have to do is just watch this one documentary. And if you watch the documentary and you don't think that the information provided is accurate, well, you can go and watch the sit-down interview with all of our sources. So we're going to have our sources, all of the information and data and links to everything that they're talking about all displayed on screen, so that there will be no fake news trying to deny the credibility of this documentary. And then at the very end of it, anybody that pre-orders, we're going to put your name in the credits. So if this documentary goes down in history,
We want everybody to be a part of it, and we want you guys all to be a part of history. So anybody that pre-ordered, we're going to make sure you got your guys' name gets in there in the credits. So God bless each and every one of you. We got a few more seconds. Let me throw, we'll just do rapid fire and just throw some clips at you guys. More of the Fauci hearing.
Let's move on. On April 21st, Dr. Morins wrote to Dr. Daszak in an email that there is no worry about FOIAs. I can either send stuff to Tony on his private Gmail, hand it to him at work, or at his house. He is too smart to let colleagues send him stuff that could cause trouble. Do you realize that this impact still considers today? This is your lead trusted researcher who works with you, your advisor. Do you realize the impact of that?
It was a terrible thing. It was wrong, and it was inappropriate.
Thank you.
I
think we all agree it was incredibly inappropriate.
Yeah, we all do, Fauci, don't we? Incredibly inappropriate. So what you have there is he's talking about, and big shout out to Chila. Chila. I think I'm saying that right. Chila. Chila. Damn it. I always forget this. Chila. Chila. I think I'm saying that right. Yeah, it's Chila, right? Like Chila. I think it's Chila. Damn it. I'm going to remember this one. Will you tell me one more time how to say that one? Chila, thank you so much for the super chat. She says, keep up the great work. I'm so bad with names and I always mess this one up. And I say it every time and she tells me how to say it and I need to pay attention. I need to watch. Like Chia Pet. Yeah, Chia. So it's Chila. Chila. Thank you so much, Chila. We greatly appreciate it. God bless each and every one of you guys, everybody that donates. But what we were talking about there was Fauci's email. So Fauci and his team, they had an expert that specifically prevented them from FOIAing your information and FOIAing your request because you were specific about the keywords, any emails that use keyword, blah, 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 blah. Well, they were actually using personal emails and then they were changing those emails. And then it's funny because they're talking about, don't worry about it, we've deleted emails. These morons didn't realize that every email is captured. So once you send it, it's been captured, it's stored on a database. So even if you delete it, right? So they were bragging about how they were deleting emails and they got caught bragging about those deleted emails. Don't worry. And it's all out there. So Fauci's going to prison, folks. It's just a matter of time. Now, will he go to prison under the Biden administration? Hell no. This guy still has his personal private security details. What is it? Like a couple $1 million a year that our tax dollars are being spent to pay Fauci's personal security detail. But they want to strip that same Secret Service detail away from President Trump and put President Trump in prison unprotected. But yet Fauci is going to be just fine, folks. What do you guys think about that? Do me a huge favor. We probably got over 1,300 people watching. If you guys could do me a huge solid and smash that like button on the way out the show today, we have almost 1,500 watching. Let's go, folks. God bless you guys. We're going to save this country or we're going to die trying. This is the hill we're going to die on, though, right here in America. Fighting our own corrupt government. And it's going to take each and every one of us to come together and stand united because things are about to get real this summer, folks. So stock up that ammo. Again, rules of three. Make sure you guys have at least enough food and supplies to last for 30 days. Because when crap goes down, the last thing you're going to want to be doing is heading into town to try to find resources and supplies. So make sure you get your family ready for what's coming. Get ready for it. Smash that like button on your way out the door. Up next, we've got the NFSC, followed by a stacked lineup of shows over here on LFA TV from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So if you did not enjoy this show, I promise you there is a personality over here on LFA TV that you will enjoy. God bless each and every one of you guys. We're going to be bringing some more clips. So I didn't get in till late last night, so I haven't had time to sift through all the footage. So get ready. Tomorrow is going to be a great show. And then we're headed to Detroit this weekend. The next week, next Friday and Saturday, we're going to New York. Next Sunday and Monday, we'll be in Boston. So we're going to continue to bring you those the exclusive content that none of the mainstream media ever wants you to see. So God bless you guys. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.